Hello, this is Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from the Voice of America in Dar es Salaam. It's great to be back with you again this weekend. Inside this hour, I am going to bring you more from the African Music Conference for Collaboration, Exchange, and Showcases, otherwise known as Access 2023. That three-day conference took place last weekend, and today I'm bringing you Conversation of Music with multi-award-winning South African rapper Shoma Josie, and also my very own live performance at the Alliance Francaise there in Dar with the amazing Mopau Swahili Jazz Band. There's also word on the tweets, and that's about it for the show. So stick around. It's going to be a good time. We're starting off the hour now with my usual Heather Maxwell playlist, but we are in the company of a guest who I met during my time in Dar. His name is Felix. He loves music and agreed to share some of his favorites with us right here on Music Time in Africa. We're going to meet him in just a moment. But first, let's kick the show off with one of Tanzania's most popular songs currently on the airwaves. Now, I've played this tune before, but did not realize how big it is right now in Dar es Salaam. This is Jukes featuring Diamond Platnumz with Enjoy.
Leo, acha tu niwaweke wazi, mubaki na mishangao kuswa ya mapenzi. Nataka kuyaeleza, na leo tena waiteni paparazi, warushe kwa mitandao. Siataki mapenzi, nataka jipongeza. Nemwita yo baby, kumbe naye na baby. Oh, nimuna kipenzi, nimshenza kupendi. Ama kweli mtihani, mambo mengi dunia. Na mistressi siwezi, oh, siwezi.
Bora nijoy, maisha mafupi ni simple.
Mama yangu, kama kupendwa mimi, nitajipenda peke yangu. Oh, kilichoponza fala, kujiona simba kumbe swala. Kasama kwenye penzi uchwara, badala kusaka miamala. Ayo, toka neti pesa sana pendeza, na tena na enjoy na wanangu paombo. Wakamtina soma na kamwili kana nona, we mwenyewe si unaona yani. Aina sema bora,
bora ni enjoy. Maisha mafupi ni simple. Yani nini tese kero,
yani nini tese kero.
Jiunge nami upozeko,
jiunge nami mi.
Everybody, this is Heather Maxwell. You're at the top of Music Time in Africa, and that was Jukes featuring Diamond Platnumz with Enjoy. Now, as I said a few moments ago before that song, I'm in Dar es Salaam, and with me is a special guest today. His name is Felix. Hello, Felix.
Hello, Hida. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good.
Great. So listen, I don't even know your last name. How do you call yourself?
My last name is Mgalula.
Mgalula.
Mgalula. Mgalula is a people from Mwanza, the place called Tabora.
Oh, is that far from here? We're in Dar es Salaam.
That's east of Tanzania.
Oh, okay.
Yes, yeah. The tribe called Nyamwezi.
Oh, that's nice, Nyamwezi.
Nyamwezi. Yes.
Wow.
One of the very strong tribe.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, yeah.
Do you speak Swahili there too, or different language?
No, we got our own tribe language.
Oh, yeah.
But since I was grown up in Dar es Salaam,
yeah.
No, I don't really know how to speak.
Yet. Oh, all right. Well, listen, I'm so glad you're here. And, I know you know a lot about music. I told everybody at the top of the hour that you did, and I wanted you to come on and just play some of your favorite songs. So I've lined them up, and we're starting with the first one that you told me is called Binti Kiziwi. Can you tell us just briefly what the song is and who the artist is?
Yeah, Binti Kiziwi is a song from this guy called Zedi Anto. This song was released in 2015. The name Binti Kiziwi is the translation of the title is Binti is a girl.
Okay.
Like a teenager girl. And Kiziwi is a girl who can't hear.
Deaf.
Deaf, yes.
Okay, all right, let's get start the song. We'll talk a little bit more in the middle.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, this has got a great beat. I love the guy's voice. What is he singing about, Felix?
So this guy was talking about this beautiful girl,
mm-hmm.
but this girl, she's deaf, so he didn't know how to speak with the girl because she knows signs and this guy doesn't know how to do signs. So he's talking about he wishes if he could get to know his friends and the friends would help him speaking with the girl. So he's been crying a lot that I wish this girl would get to know how much I'm in love with her. So it's kind of touching.
Oh, I see. Yeah, it is. Oh, I think I can sing it already. Felix?
Yes.
Here I go. Oh, shoot, I missed it.
Oh.
Binti Kiziwi.
Yes, Binti Kiziwi, yes.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah. You know, he said that this Binti Kiziwi, she's so special. And he's surprised why when she talks with her friends, she's so happy. But I'm trying to tell her that I love you, but he's not understanding. I'm trying to sing a good song for her, but she's not getting it. And she doesn't know if I'm a celebrity, how I'm supposed to do to get to close to her. So this guy, he's crying all the time, you know?
It's really sweet. Everybody, I'm with Felix, and we're talking about this song. Do you know when it was, when it came out?
The song came up in 2015.
2015. Is it still popular?
It was in the album. I can't really remember the name of the album.
Yeah.
But it was a hit song on that time.
Okay. Let's listen to the rest, and then we're going to go on to the next song.
Baby, baby, I love you. Ain't gonna to see tonight. Baby, I need you. Baby, baby, ooh, baby, I love you. Baby, too, baby, I need you. Sicilini na mpenzi, binti kisivi. Moyo wangu wa mote, binti kisivi. Sicilini na tesi, juu yake. Ye binti kisivi.
All right, that's Binti Kiziwi by who?
By Zeddy Anto.
Zeddy Anto. Is he still around?
So Zeddy Anto is still around, but he's no longer doing music anymore. Mm. Yeah, he got his own business going on.
Oh, well, that's good. Yeah. All right, number two. This one is called Nam Tafuta Kule Alipo.
Nam Tafuta Popote Alipo.
Popote Alipo. All right, what does that mean?
Namtafuta means I'm looking for. Mm-hmm. Then Popote Alipo is wherever she is.
It's a woman, I'm taking it.
Yes, it's a woman.
Here we go.
Kwenye mabonde mimi nashuka, makorongo kiunaruka, kwenye jangwa la ufukara, chozi langu ndio maji yangu, jua linanichoma, mvua inaninyeshea, ndugu wamenitenga, maadui wamenizunguka, moyoni namuombea, ipo siku tutaonana, machozi yananitoka, hakuna wa kunifuta. Mama uko wapi? Mama uko wapi? Namtafuta kule.
All right. Wow. Felix, that song is kind of cool sounding. It sounds old. And who is he singing about? What woman?
This guy called Q-Chief. This song is actually a very true story.
Oh.
It's a true story about his mother.
About his mother.
Yeah,
I thought it was about a lover, a girl.
The mother abandoned him when he was a little boy. So he sings this song. It's a very true story and a very touching story.
Well, so what is he saying? His mom really abandoned him, and was he trying to find her in the song?
Yes, the mother abandoned him, and he grew up still looking for the mother, and then he came up with this song. The song started playing on the radio, and the mother showed up.
You're kidding.
Yes, the mother showed up. Then there was a lot of confusions. There are a lot of women came up, say, I'm your mother. And
because he was famous already.
He's famous already.
So they were like, oh, we're going to profit.
Yeah, everyone wants the money out of him, you know. But I don't know what the story really ended. Uh-huh. At the end, but he came to find the families, the aunties and all that. They came up, yes.
Oh, my
gosh. But he grew up by himself for a very long time.
Wow.
Yes.
Kudos to him. Yeah. Q-Chief, you say?
Q-Chief.
Let's listen to the rest.
Siku tutaonana, machozi yananitoka, hakuna wakunifuta. Mama uko wapi? Mama uko wapi? Namtafuta kule alipo.
Right, that was Q-Chief with Namtafuta. Namtafuta.
Yes.
That is an awesome song.
Oh, Q-Chief is crying in this song.
Yo, what's up? I'm Adam, a.k.a. Go Get 'Em from Ghana, West Africa, with Heather Maxwell on Music Time in Africa. Go Get 'Em.
Hey, everybody. I'm Heather, as you know, but I've got Felix Mgalula with me, who I met earlier. We're in Dar es Salaam, and noticed he loved music. And I said, hey, come on down on the show. How are you feeling? Have you ever been on the radio before?
It's my first time. I'm so excited right now.
That is
cool. I've never held a mic before.
Oh, yeah, you're doing a really good job. All right, we've got one more. We've got two more songs. This one is Don't Care. This is a new tune, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a new tune. My boy Darasa.
Nobody knows tomorrow. Yana getu mbonji laki godoro. Kulenye mgogoro. Shagala, bagala, tombolo, tombolo. Nobody knows tomorrow. Nobody's perfect. Toto nakasoro. Yuma deja mbele kiza totolo. Shagala, bagala, tombolo, tombolo. I don't care where you came from. I don't care what you talk about. I don't care, I don't scare, I don't dare, so care, do I look like I care? I don't care where you came from. I don't care what you talk about. I don't care, I don't scare, I don't dare, so care, do I look like I care?
Oh my gosh, I love this tune. Now, I hadn't heard it before I came here to Tanzania.
Yeah, Darasa.
Yeah. I've heard of Darasa before, but not this song. Is it new?
You know, yeah, this is a new song. Darasa's been in the game for a while.
Yeah.
And he's been quiet a little bit, but now he just came up a very different way.
Oh.
And he has just brought a hit song.
Oh.
This song, I Don't Care, is doing really, really nice everywhere. It's, people are partying, having the song.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
So oh, my gosh.
Life is every day, my friend. Oh, see, complicated. Eme haso ni me pamba na so kwa ubwete. Haya, haya, kasa buti mbele kwa mbele sukuma kite. Oya, 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 undo muda wetu nasema kidete, watu kidete. Kabako na paka pena tuapate kitete, wape kitete. Noma, noma na nusu kisai sai. Paka kafa miwani na tai. Chawi anga kama hizi ya pai. Chura maji ya chuvi hakai. System mpe ya maisha apply. Get rich or die, try. Skate tama ilo kosa jinai. Mina shukuru alhamdulillah. It's a holiday. What wanna celebrate?
Sing it, Felix.
Life is every day.
Don't complicate life.
No.
It's a holiday.
Oh.
It's a holiday. What can I celebrate? Life is every day. My friend, oh, see, complicated.
Yeah, you should see Felix and I. We're just bopping our heads. We're just having a good time.
Yeah, that's a great vibe.
That is a great vibe. This is Heather Maxwell. I'm with Felix, my guest for today, Felix Mgalula. Yeah. So tell us what you do for a living, Felix.
I'm a hotel driver. I work at a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
I drive the VIPs from the hotels. And sometimes I do private hiring.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a very professional driver, you know. I did defensive drivings. I live in Dar es Salaam.
Uh-huh.
I've got a small family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've got a...
What do you mean by small?
Small family, like two kids. No, two kids and a wife.
Yeah.
That's it. I call it small family because when we get home, it's just a few of us
right.
in a small room speaking, having mm-hmm. fun. We mm-hmm. talk, we laugh. My son, he loves music a lot.
Does he?
Yeah.
How old is he?
He's eight. His name is Miles.
Hey, Miles.
Yeah, Miles.
Miles.
He's going to be very excited when he hears this.
Your English is really good. I noticed we just came from Kenya, Roger Muntu and I, before we came here. Yeah. Everyone speaks English, at least that's what we felt when we were in Nairobi. The taxi drivers, people in the streets and stuff. But I don't notice that so much here. It seems like there's more people that don't speak English and it's mostly Swahili in the city. But yours is really good. Now, why is that?
In Dar es Salaam, we speak a lot of Swahili.
Yeah.
A lot. We are much in Swahili.
You love your Swahili too.
Yeah, I love my Swahili too. Swahili got some unique vibe.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, but I learned my English from I used to travel a lot when I was a little bit a boy.
Oh.
Yeah, I lived in South Africa for like 6 years. And then I was working on offshore oil rig companies. Then I got a chance to travel to the U.S. in 2011.
Where were you in the U.S.?
Yeah, I was in Houston.
In Houston, Texas?
Houston, Texas.
Did you get cowboy boots?
I wish I had one.
Oh, shoot.
It was a quick time.
Oh, I see.
But it was a great experience.
No? Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I got a lot of American friends over there.
Oh.
So working in offshore, you get to speak a lot of English because no communication.
Yes.
You are not safe.
Yes.
You got to work together as a team, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's why I got to learn my English.
Oh, that's really interesting. It's great.
I'm happy that my English is good now.
It's really good.
You know, you can't recognize us you're speaking good English until someone tells you.
It's good. It's good, Felix.
Thank
All right.
you very much.
We've got one more song. What is this one?
Oh, that's my boy, Nora.
Okay.
Nora, that song called Ice Cream.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's a very
what
nice,
is he really singing literally about ice cream or is it something else, like a girl?
No, he talked like ice cream, but he made this beautiful girl like ice cream. You know?
She's that good.
Yeah, she's so beautiful, like you call her ice cream, you know?
Hey girl, you got a big
back. Super angel, super girl, Rushado, Keisha, Rushado, I do.
Girl, God, do like Luna, Keisha, you got you. Just a bag and jeans, Nico, Jamaica. Side, Nico, Mana, Gusona, Malaika. Just a shagwa, bidi, kina, mahini, jidai, ni paka, Nico, Seto, I'm like. Tiki, Satena, Katika, Katika. Ma, umenga, ulivo, jidabika, dabika.
Is this song a current song or is this an oldie?
No, this is an old song. This song came up on 2016, if I'm not wrong.
Okay.
On that time,
yeah.
This song where all the clubs, nightclub, were playing this song.
Okay.
Because he's talking about this beautiful girl that she has everything. She's been blessed with a beautiful body. She's been blessed with the way she dances, you know. So this guy, Nora, is so impressed with this beautiful girl. So it's like
people could relate.
Yeah,
like men
that.
And women.
That's why he's calling you ice cream.
Yeah. So what is up with him now, that artist, Nora? Is he still going strong?
Nora, he's no longer doing music.
Oh, neither. So yeah, the first artist we listened to is not, and neither is Nora.
Yeah, Nora, he no longer, he got saved or something. He's gone back into, he's a Muslim.
Oh.
Yeah, he decided to quit everything.
Quit singing. Oh.
Yeah.
I hope he doesn't regret this song because we still like it. We like it, don't we?
Yeah, we still love
it. We love it.
But, he no longer involved, even in the social media. He's very quiet.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, let's listen to the rest of this song.
Oh, yeah.
Ice Cream by Nora. So that is the end of our wonderful session with Felix. Felix, thank you so much for joining.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, if you guys are interested in seeing a little bit and hearing a little bit more of Felix and me, and also with Roger Muntu, who many of you know, has his own radio show on music on Voice of America, but on the French side, so it's Voix de l'Amérique, called the RM Show. We were together earlier today, and we were listening to Enjoy in the Car when we were riding around this morning. And that is on social media. It's super fun. So you can get on Music Time in Africa Facebook or Instagram and check us out and like us and send a message. We'll be happy. Now we are moving to a few more tunes before we get to the second half of the hour, where we're going to listen to Shoma Josie and my own music with Mopao Swahili Jazz Band. Here's Ayoka by Dube Nyaore from Côte d'Ivoire.
Frida Wose from Tanzania. I'm at Music Time in Africa. Karibu sana.
All right. Now, we're going to West Africa where Chenny, the entertainer, has just released a brand new album. This is one of her songs. I love it so much. It's called Malaika. Imagine, the title's in Swahili.
Eli,
Was Malaika by Tenny the Entertainer. And now we're going back to Tanzania with Kontawa. Here's his song Mwalima, single from 2023. Woo-woo! Singeli to the world.
Walani ita mwalimu. Oya indo mwalimu. Lejulikana mwalimu. Kwa sifazangu mwalimu. Nimegundua wanafunzi hawasomi sana mwalimu usiposhika fimbo. Ndo maana wanafunzi wangu bwana ninawachanganya nikiwaonyesha fimbo. Kuna mwanafunzi wa Kidigo katokea Tanga, eti kaja shule kiunoni amevalia shanga, na alivyo mtundu darasani anapiga misamba. Lipotoa fimbo kumchapa kanza kulia. Kanza kutapata hapa. Ticha chape huko, nataka unichape hapa. Na milivyo mweu, mtoto ni kamkamata. Kamchapa mchapa viboko wefa faster faster. Mtoto akanza kulia. Ticha chape hivo mwenzako unaumia. Na ukichapa sana ntakosa cha kukalia. Mana fimbo yako nashindwa kuivumilia. Wananiita mwalimu. Oh mwalimu. Wananiita mwalimu. Oh mwalimu. Wananiita mwalimu. Oh mwalimu. Wananiita mwalimu. Oh mwalimu. Uyu mwanafunzi ni hatari. Anakuja kusoma physics usiku mkali. Mwenzenu mina mkubali. Ila mwalimu wa masi anasema tofika mbali. Tate, tate, tatalila to. Kuna mwanafunzi wa kiumi anamletea ubisho. Sakuna siku ili ni uma livu wa fuma sto. Kamfanya figisu mwanafunzi uli akapata fo. Sina unyonge kiwa darasani. Kifanya makosa na mshikisha ukutani. Kwanza nina mazonge shala uonekani. Kipaga wanapangisha chumba cha mtihani. Huyu mwanafunzi ananitia mawingu. Eti anasema ticha fimbo ya kubunge bunge. Amechukua kamera lengo lake aniombe. Arekodi fimbo yangu itwendi katicha kondi. Wananiita mwalimu. Oh mwalimu. Wananiita mwalimu.
wanalita mwani
nani nani
oh mwani
nani nani
wanalita mwani
nani nani
You're listening to Music Time in Africa with Dr. Maxwell.
VOA. You're tuned in to the Voice of America. I'm Shauna Renee, the Lady DJ. You can find me on Twitter at VOA Lady DJ. And this is Word on the Tweets. Let's start things off by congratulating SZA, who is named Variety Magazine's 2023 Hitmaker. She will be honored at the 7th annual Hitmakers Celebration alongside Olivia Rodrigo, who will be honored for Storyteller of the Year, Metro Boomin for Producer of the Year, and Billie Eilish's What I Was Made for Film Song of the Year. The Hitmaker Celebration takes place on December the 2nd. And Madonna and Dua Lipa will join Coldplay as headliners for the Glastonbury Festival next year. This will be the first time that two female artists headline in the festival's entire history. And finally, if you have a musician in your life and you're looking for the perfect holiday gift, how about a Fender Limited Edition Bruno Mars guitar? Yep, it'll run you about $3,000. The design, a nod to Jimi Hendrix and Prince, two of Bruno Mars's guitar heroes. Bruno joins Jimi Hendrix, Kurt Cobain, Juanes, Her, and Steve Lacy, all of whom have been honored with their very own guitars. You can find out more about these stories and others by heading to my X feed. I am at VOA Lady DJ.
In case you're just joining us, hello everyone, I'm Heather Maxwell. This is Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America. I'm broadcasting from Dar es Salaam, Tanzania this week, where the Music in Africa Access 2023 conference was held. It featured over 14 showcases from across the continent by amazing artists such as Bonga Flava superstar Mario from Tanzania. The Lost Men from Ghana. Kasiva Mutua from Kenya. And the Matalitso Band from Malawi. You remember them? South African rapper Shoma Josie's performance was spectacular. But so was her keynote interview. The Huku and John Cena hitmaker sat with me in front of an eager and admiring audience and shared a few secrets of her recipe to success. Here are some highlights.
Some man I have rough like John Cena. Some man I get tough like John Cena. He used to be cool when I used to come through. Now you wanna act tough like John Cena. Trend it!
Can you speak about the significance of preserving cultural identity?
So when I was in South Africa, at that time, there wasn't a prominent Tsonga artist within the mainstream space. I wanted to see that, so I became that. There wasn't an artist that was making music that was a combination of South African and East African. So I took South African beats and I put Kiswahili lyrics on them. I studied in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
For 4 years.
And did your experience in the U.S. Also shape how you do your music now in terms of having a very strong African style?
I think it's actually very important to see yourself from outside. When I was in the U.S., I realized that, for one, I was not happy being in that society. It felt as though the work had been done. And I missed being from a place where it felt like we had so much more to do.
Your style contributed to your success and set you apart.
There's a lot of artists, you know, these days, right? Like a lot of artists. And so how are you going to be differentiated from everyone? And I suppose my style really did that a lot for me. Anyone can push boundaries. Like, yeah, you can go right now into your studio and make literally anything. You could hit these two bottles together and record it. You know what I mean? The real question for me is like how do you make new stuff and have that stuff translate to a bigger audience?
Right.
You know, I think that's the question. How do you introduce a new genre and then people embrace that?
Okay,
you know?
let's go with that then.
So it's about taking something that is known, that exists, but like putting it into a new context. When I blew up, which was 2017, which is when I started, Huku Imetoka 2018. So around that time, there was, in the US, there was, the Migos were really big, including other rappers, but the style that was really popular, Mdaile, it was this style of rapping in triplets.
Can you give an example?
Yeah. So Migos is probably the most famous on that. So they'll be like, Versace, 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 Medusa, head on me like I'm Luminati.
Versace, Versace, Medusa head on me like I'm Luminati. I know that you like it. Versace, my neck and my wrist is so sloppy.
And that was the style of trap. I took that style of rap and I put it on Gom and I put it on Kiswahili. So nikisema, kwani mnataka majozi aje a manini? Umeona? Kwani mnataka majozi aje amanini? Nye hamialiki. Mbona mwenzaka nasema nanpenda laki? I'm actually rapping like the Migos, if you listen carefully. Medusa head on me like I'm the dead. Kwanini mnataka majozi aje amanini? Nye hamialiki. So you guys will be like, wow, why do I love it? I can connect with it. While at the same time, it's actually taking a trend ambayo tayari ipo.
All right, so that was just some highlights of my conversation with her, which was over an hour long. You can watch that on YouTube. Just look Music in Africa Access 2023. You can also watch our interview that you just heard on my YouTube channel or Facebook or Instagram. Just look up Music Time in Africa. All right. Now, I promised you that I was also going to play some of my own live music from Dar when I was there. The U.S. Embassy and Alliance Française combined to host a collaboration with myself as a singer and this amazing jazz band based in Dar es Salaam called the Mopao Swahili Jazz Band. So we did Malaika, which you're going to hear first, and then followed by a classic jazz tune called Mambo Inn.
Malaika, nakupenda malaika. Malaika, nakupenda malaika. Amini panjeje, kinjana mwezio. Nashindwa na mali. kirege.
Thank you. are sure to have some fun. 1, 2, 3, and you will be on the move. Gaiety and laughter will put you in the groove. Just let yourself go, you can be the show. No finer feeling can be yours, I know. So come on, let's all go. And it will be no sin to be mamboing down there at the Mambo Inn.
And with that live performance featuring me and the Mopau Swahili Jazz Band from Dar es Salaam, it is time to say goodbye. Thank you all for joining me. A thank you also to Felix and the other contributors to today's show. This program broadcasts live on shortwave and select local FM stations every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And you can find us online at voaafrica.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. Till next time, stay beautiful and stay safe.